Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1244. There's an account for that, Create a Void, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host here on the podcast, and I'm here every single day reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. That's what we do here. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you today, so let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. There's an account for that. Create a Void by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. Do you have money saved for your upcoming vacation, the holidays, back-to-school clothes? What about retirement? Are you contributing to an IRA regularly? What about college savings? Do you have a place to put those funds? Today, I want to look at the benefits of having a place to put your savings. That's right. I think it's of benefit to simply have the account. Even if there are no funds available in it, and even if you aren't, gasp, automatically contributing to it. Voids want to be filled. Tiger Woods has pretty much been a no-show in the golf world since 2008, the year of his last major win. It's taken some time, but someone has finally stepped up to seemingly fill the void that Tiger has left. Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy dominated the US Open a few weekends ago, so much so that people couldn't help to start comparing him to Tiger. Whether it will come to fruition or whether it's justified or not, many people, the media, the fans, the PGA, and sponsors, are ready to hand the reins over to a newer, potentially better golfer. As odd of a comparison as this may seem at first glance, the same can be said for any type of savings account you have established. If you have the account and it's empty, you will want to fill it. There's a real gravitational pull here. If you don't fill it with this month's budget leftovers, you'll fill it with your Christmas bonus. If you don't fill it with an automatic transfer, you'll fill it with next year's tax return. You'll stare at the account as it sits empty in your list of accounts on Mint.com or Adapt2. You'll get the occasional email or statement from the financial institution. You'll come back to this blog and see me going on and on about the importance of saving and striking when the iron is hot. There will be plenty of opportunity to be reminded about this account once you've set it up. The point is that the account will eventually get filled. You've just got to make sure you have it first. Do you have it? If you don't have it, you can't fill it. My experience with creating a void. I mowed lawns for extra money during my summers as a teenager. When I started the little business, my parents encouraged me to open up a passbook savings account. The account came with a little black passbook that sort of looked like a passport. I carried that thing with me everywhere. Every time I finished cutting a lawn and got paid, I'd see the passbook and think about the account. It helped to encourage me to take some of the earnings and go down to the bank to make a deposit. I didn't amass millions with that account, but I was able to do some nice things with the savings, all because I created a void. More recently, I set up 529 savings accounts for both of my little girls. I did this prior to them being born and have since transferred the 529 plan to their names. Anyway, you should know that Mrs. PT and I are hardcore about saving for our own retirement prior to even thinking about putting money towards our kids' education. So why did I open the accounts? Well, I knew that if I didn't open up the 529 plan, any money that had the slightest chance of making it into their savings, like found money, gift money, etc., would not have anywhere to go. Sure enough, when the girls were born, my parents generously gave some money for their education. Had I not had the account, I would have been scrambling around to open the account, or worse, I would have sent it into our savings account, never to be seen again. Additionally, the 529 plan that we used gave us over $100 in bonus and referral money just for signing up. Had I not had the accounts, our girls would never have seen this extra free money. More benefits to having the account. I'd be willing to bet that you're going to see some extra money roll in over the next year, whether it's a bonus from work, an increase in your salary, or extra money from a part-time gig. You're going to have an opportunity to save. What will you do with those funds? Having a place for those funds increases the chances that you'll do what's best for your financial goals. The great thing about most savings accounts, IRAs, and 529 plans is that they start with little to no commitment. Most financial institutions these days have an account that is quick and free to open with little in the way of balance requirements. It's no longer difficult to open an account. I love this about modern personal finance. The consumer is pushing the industry to provide more for less. So the takeaway is this. If you want to have more money for short-term goals, open up a savings account. I realize this is a no-brainer for most of you, but some may not have a separate savings account. If you want to afford your retirement one day, open up an IRA or taxable investing account. Again, some of you might be shaking your head that I would make such a simple suggestion, but the facts show that many aren't saving for retirement. And if you want to help your kids afford their education, then open up a 529 plan. Just go do it, even if you don't have the money yet, even if you think it's hopeless in this economy. Just open up the account and see what happens. Great places to create the void. Capital One 360 offers the ability to open up multiple savings accounts so that you can assign individual savings goals to each account. Many of the discount stockbrokers offer IRAs with little or no minimum balance requirements. If you're unsure of where to open a college savings account, know that I use the Ohio's College Advantage 529 savings plan. I'm from Texas, so go read my post to understand why that's not weird. You just listened to the post titled, There's an Account for That, Create a Void, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And hey, if you're looking for a great news podcast to listen to while getting ready, I highly recommend The Newsworthy. Similar to this show, each episode lasts about 10 minutes, and they make it easier for you to stay informed on politics, business, technology, entertainment, and much more daily. Listening to The Newsworthy is like having a trusted friend who explains everything you need to know that's happening around certain issues. Just search The Newsworthy on your favorite podcast app. Again, check out the daily news podcast called The Newsworthy to make staying informed easier and more enjoyable. And that is where I'm going to leave it for today. Hope you're having a great one, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.